Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings Adventures.
The various cast of characters out there at the circus asking a lot of questions about you, Screech, and want to be led into the keep at nighttime. You know, my thought was we would jump them or something.
I'm just not as good at fighting as the rest of you. I can't see very well in the nighttime, and maybe it would be best if I were to make a boy out of hay and put it in my bed. You guys can wait in there for the people coming, and I'll just go get a drink somewhere, or I'll...
And then we go down a different hallway, right? And then they have to chase us down that different hallway filled with glass.
Yeah.
Toenails.
Oil.
Caltrops.
Michael, this all goes according to plan.
This has already happened.
Luther comes up to you.
Hey, great weather tonight, right?
Hello. Yes, the weather. It's a little chilly for my taste, but not too bad.
But you see the third door down?
Yes.
That's his. That's Screech's.
You know what? Here's an extra coin for you. Great job.
I was never here. You never saw me. No big deal. And I let them in, close the door, and they go... And I'm huffing it to the through the front door to get inside with the rest of the crew. I'm gonna stitch. I'm gonna stitch. Ow. Too many meatball.
You see the angry alligator come bursting out of the door and charging, and comes charging towards you.
Window shatters. There's a swing in. So Screech swings in, hits the gator with both feet, and then falls direct straight down to the ground. Does not move the gator at all.
And then he snaps at you, doing a big bite at you, because it's his attack now.
No!
And that is going to be a 22 to hit. Does that hit?
That hits.
So that's 10 piercing damage. His eyes, like, light up as he's biting you. As his teeth come away, he goes, "Welcome to the club."
Oh, shit.
So, we are mid-effing combat.
I was winning, if I remember.
And there's a wall of fire between you and Beholder Doodle.
You shot a fireball in that room, so she just did it back. She learned it from you.
Well, I don't want her to do that.
Are you her dad?
Do I see the Termigator?
You see the Termigator and Beholder Doodle basically wrestling around on the ground.
They're playing. Then... It's fine.
It sounds worse than it is.
Let him work it out.
I'm not biting. I'm just putting my teeth on him.
Yeah, yeah, he's not drawing blood.
Okay, that's a little bit of blood.
Their tails are wagging. It's fine.
3 points of toenail damage.
Roll constitution saving throw for athlete's foot from rapper.
Right.
So that happens. A hand bursts from the ground, and now Boone has to make a strength saving throw.
All right, you're going to take 15 bludgeoning damage from getting punched really hard in the face.
I am happy that I got that second wind off.
Describe yourself knocking the Termigator unconscious.
I cut out the teeth that bit me.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then he probably would just pass out from the pain, I would assume. Teeth hurt.
She looks at you and goes, "Where did you come from?"
"I ran around. I'm gonna puke after this fight's done. I had too many meatballs."
"You are a meatball, and you shall pay."
"Fuck you."
"Fuck you."
"I like the way I look."
"I guarantee it."
Poison Oak goes down onto her knees, and she goes, "Please don't kill me."
"Well, we won't kill you, but..."
I reach in my back pocket and throw an egg at her. Like, I was kind of mad that I didn't get to use this. And I'm sorry, that was rude. I should respect you in the field of battle here, but it is what it is. "All right, let me tie your hands up."
She goes, "If you keep me alive, I'll tell you where Luther took your daughter."
Oh, wait, that happened? Wait, where? Whoa. What did you say? What do you mean?
I've forgotten what the bite did. Am I cured of whatever the fuck that was?
No.
Do I know what it did yet?
No. We have the big top and a wagon and some other shit.
Well, why did you steal Rourke?
We thought it could be useful just in case things went south.
Why are you trying to hurt Screech?
Chuck is reading off a list. You're thrown down.
Like he's like a, you know, like werewolves?
Ooh, spooky. No. Those aren't real. Good one.
No, they are.
Chuck is himself like like troll man.
What?
What are you?
I'm not a troll, man. I am so mad at you right now. That's the most fucked up thing he's ever said.
You're for saying this.
You're like a little troll, man. I'm a hobgoblin.
She takes you to the big top.
What happened to my hay boy?
He goes, Squirrel Man knows me. Go ahead, draw this and bring the picture to him.
So the Squirrel Man knows this guy, huh?
Yes, I was once his ward. The Squirrel Man was really, really cared about this stuff. He takes out a suitcase and pops it open, and at first you think it is full of Screech Bucks. But then you look closer, and instead of Screech faces on it, there's little penguins. Cobblepot has been flooding the market with Tux Bucks. So me and several other of his past wards have come here to try to bring him back.
Are there other wards here?
Yes, all these are all your wards.
They're all whose wards?
Sorry, they're all the Squirrel Man's wards. You hear a scream coming from the Hall of Mirrors. It was definitely Rourke. You heard Rourke scream.
Squirrel Man goes to the Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah, I feel like Selene would also follow.
You see a form laying on the ground.
Who is it?
It's Rourke. She's laughing.
Rourke, baby, you're right.
She's just laughing.
You told me the joke at least. Can I cast Lester Restoration on her?
You feel like that might work. She gasps and comes out of her laughing fit. There is still a green mist coming off of... Are you Screech now?
I thought I left and I came back as Squirrel Man.
Because you left and came back as Screech. Then you came back as the Squirrel Man.
Oh my god, this is so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone please kill Screech.
There's a lot of exit stage left and stage right happening.
Can I be an X-Ward? I want to be an X-Ward.
I'm Apocalypse.
Oh my god, I want to be an X-Men. I will kill myself.
I knight Rourke as my ward and then immediately expel you.
No!
What's my power?
You get power. And actually, go ahead and click the level up button, too.
Whoa.
But she's kicking back and appears to be reading a newspaper.
Doesn't seem like Ratma.
And you note along the top, it says Farhold Trumpeter. And it also says the Tux Bucks are taking the capital by storm. Hello? It's me, Wally Bone Braids.
What if you gave me all the spare bones in your body and I gave you this super special sausage roll?
He leaves, and then you hear... Ah! And he comes back and he hands you a finger.
I heal him for six.
Are you...
Oh!
Magic?
If I tell you... I will kill you. You can't tell anyone. Give me your extra bones in the cemetery, not from your body. Give me your cemetery bones.
I come back tomorrow morning and I'll have so many bones for you.
I'm gonna trust you. Here's the sausage roll. It has Ratma's fingernail in it. Toenail, I'm so sorry.
And then he just gobbles it all down really fast. And then he goes...
I run right back to the goblin pit.
Luther does as he goes back. He's like, the jokester's not around.
Wait, do we know he's a kidnapper?
He kidnapped
you! He kidnapped you.
These look like clown tracks to me.
Do you head into the cave?
I cast light on a rock, and I throw the rock 100 feet into the cave.
And you hear, ow!
Michael, I'm going to do a perception check for any traps. Thank you.
Pretty sure that's an investigation.
Michael, I want a stealth.
Okay, roll stealth. Jesus Christ.
Fuck. I rolled a 5 plus a 2, so a 7.
So Screech, Beholder Doodle, you up ahead see the jokester.
Since I am stealth, I want to speak to the clown in a language that he would understand. I want to give him a wet willy.
You know the way of the clown. I am the jokester.
You think we should go in after them, Rourke, or... I don't see any traps, and you didn't find any plants.
Honestly, I feel like we could just go home, but...
What are you planning on doing in the clown cave? Are you going to stay in the clown cave?
I hadn't really thought that far ahead. I'm kind of a seat-of-the-pants kind of jester.
Guys!
Guys, I think that, like, he caught the jokester in there.
Yeah, you come running in, and he's like, hey! And then you bash him right in the face. And he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
I saved you!
I mean, you saved me from an awkward conversation, maybe. He was fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring him back, and no matter what you three rats say, I'm giving him to Luther.
This is me, Luther. We will try really hard to not let him escape and come right back here.
Ah, I'm still unconscious.
Yeah, so the caravan sets off.
Just don't know we've seen the last of those guys.
We gotta leave town.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wait, are you being serious? are we doing this? Are we gonna... I probably shouldn't leave the hook horrors in the mines.
Yeah, we probably need to deal with that, actually.
All right, we're gonna do that now.
Yeah, so you head towards the mine, and I think...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You think there's only one, like, two hook horrors down there?
You did see more than one.
Let's smash and bash, baby.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of the ethics of it.
Yeah. Gary Gygax said they have no soul.
Hello, it's me, Granona. I don't remember if this was my accent, but it is now.
Anyways, we're going to go take care of that hook horror for you.
Oh, that's good.
So we're hoping we can get a little reward, little sweetness action on that.
You want 15 gold pieces each.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
All right, so once you've proven they're dead, I'll give you your 60 gold pieces.
Let's go. Let's go murder some hook horrors, eh? Go cut them up.
Hell yeah.
I do believe that Rourke has a sending stone.
I do, to Lucy.
Can you see if she can overnight those goggles? It's not to help me see. I can see, but I need to see better.
Hey, Lucy. Lucerino. Lucy Boosie.
Yeah?
Lucy Juicy. Juicy Lucy.
What?
You're not being cool right now. No. Wait.
Gotta cool it on the graveyard for a few days. Apparently that Wally Bonebraith guy kicked a bucket for some reason. Want to meet behind the stables at midnight?
Yes, but watch out for Lil Petey. He's mouthy.
And they are currently tenderizing a knocker.
How many are tenderizing a knocker?
There are three hookers. No, he's screaming as they bash him.
I don't like that.
I gotta do something about it.
Okay, I think we probably get in position. We're gonna jump these clowns, right?
Yeah, let's freaking do it.
This hook whore is gonna try to scramble out of this pot.
Beholder Doodle sneaks in, and then I guess I push the corpse in the pot.
Okay.
4 damage.
And at that point, looking at the time and seeing that Bachman's not even here, Beholder Doodle pushes the cauldron over, traps the hook whore inside of it. And it's so heavy and metal that he can't get out, and it dies.
So wait, we killed all the hook whores? I thought they ran away.
We got them.
Okay, so there's nothing else in the mine.
Oh, hello, Celine. It is I, Skin Kai.
You were in the OT and your family was starving?
Well, they forced me to join. They forced me to join the OT after they arrest me and realize I am full of the magic. The magic that belongs to everyone.
Yeah, go to the basement of the temple. All day.
What? Why?
The OT's coming today to pick up the Theonite, so
yeah.
You can't frickin' be here.
Goggles! Guys, check out the goggles!
What big news?
Oh, did you hear about Wally Bone Braids?
Yeah, he's dead.
Granota dropped off 45 gold pieces for you earlier.
Oh, sick.
Oh.
Where would you go, though?
I think we're just gonna head out east, where it's bad.
I'm not a fan of your friend, what's his name? Screech?
Yeah, no, it is. He's not my friend.
He looks sick to me.
Ill?
Yeah, he looks like he's got something.
I got lizard brain.
And I shrug and kind of slap it on the side of Screech's face. I told you. And I will cast Lesser Restoration. Yeah, this is one of those spells that you do it, and then you touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition affecting it.
Does it work?
I mean, yeah. So the caravan pulls up, they're just, you know, there's a whole bunch of wagons. It's not massive, but there's, you know, a good like 30 wagons, right? And there's all kinds.
30 wagons, that's pretty fucking big!
That's massive, whoa!
It's massive.
That's a fucking big wagon train!
How many wagons are in the whole town?
One. You see two ominous OT members step out. They have this terrible vibe to them, and they start walking towards you. A lanky old man hurriedly walks between the two of them, tuxedo, butlery kind of outfit. And he goes,
oh my word, Master, there you are, Master Echo. I have dire, dire news.
Milton Graves, you son of a bitch.
Sir, I must speak with you once.
Of course.
The OT has seized ownership of the mine.
Of this mine here?
Yes, all of your mines.
Okay, so the combination Taco Bell KFC is okay?
Yes, it is.
You see Ratma.
Okay.
And she appears to be packing a bag.
I gotta leave town for a few weeks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We were thinking about leaving town too, but part of that was just because things were getting real weird.
I gotta give you this thing.
Okay.
And just be cool.
Is it drugs?
No.
Okay.
She hands it to you, and it is a small silver key.
Cool key. Is it to something special? Is it,
I will get it back from you in a few weeks, okay?
All right.
Your pocket goes zzz, zzz.
Lucy Juicy, what's up?
It just says, can you meet me at the tower?
Lucy, what's wrong?
Do you know that intensely gross and creepy and disgusting old guy who worked at the graveyard, Wally?
Yes, I know of Wally.
He died.
He did die. Yeah, I heard that.
I heard they're not even going to have a funeral for him.
Do you want to have a funeral for Wally? Was he your dad?
No, it's just you know, he was like a weirdo. He was like an outsider. Like me?
Yeah, he was getting me a skeleton so that I could raise it.
Do you want to become gravediggers?
Yeah, that kind of sounds fun.
The two OT members walk up to Celine. Celine, we have a very delicate situation here.
Of course, yes.
Sir Rex Yaulos, we have very, very good reason to believe that he and the local tavern keeper are hatching a rebellious plot against us. We have been given an order to declare martial law here and take over. There's a battalion of OT soldiers coming by foot. They will arrive in a few days.
They're on to Ratma and Rex Yaulos.
I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna tell Ratma, I'm gonna be like, oh, gotta mop up some goat shit. And is Ratma still in her room?
You run up to Ratma's room and the window is open and she's gone.
I feel like we just had four really stressful things happening. My heart is beating four times as fast.
Yeah, shit's not great. Because the OT, guys, like, they are bringing an army. It's coming here.
Like, when I get stressed, I gotta use my hands.
They know that Rex Yaulos is fomenting rebellion, all that good stuff.
I feel like Milton has got some, like, combat training.
Hello!
He's like a father to me, since my father was tragically murdered by magic. I told you about that, right?
My dad could beat your dad up.
The OT bought the mines?
Yeah, I'm broke.
Well, it's more that they took them.
If we could get that dragon to furiously jack off, then we could have a whole army of dragons.
Yeah, he needs to get going.
Okay, you get to Rex's.
So, things are getting pretty dangerous right now.
Does Ratma know?
Ratma must know because she skipped town. And she gave me some sort of fucking key.
She did.
Do you know where the key is? She says she's just going to get it back, but...
You need to bring the dragon with you.
Wait, what?
If they're coming here with the battalion, they can't find the dragon.
Okay. What is this other door to?
The old tunnels.
Yo, what?
There's a way down the mountain.
Oh.
Through the earth. It goes through a locked door, which apparently Chuck has the key to now. There's a problem, though.
Yes.
The old tunnels are locked away for a reason.
Oh.
So if you follow that path, it will bring you out on the river further down the mountain. My guess is if Ratma gave you this key, she will find you there, and she will be able to help you from there. She is baffling.
Let's go see the dragon.
Let's go see Jermichael.
Do we walk in on Jermichael jerking it off?
Fucking better.
Does he have a humanoid form? Jermichael jermerking it.
Jermerking it.
You do all that, and you open the door, and he still throws a magazine across the room when you walk in and pretends like he's not doing anything.
Michael, just so you know, Milton Graves can fight.
Hey, you want this, like, comic book? It has some titty in it.
What kind of titty?
What kind of titty you like?
Which kind of titty you got?
Dragon titty.
Yeah, pass.
I mean, human titty.
Yeah, pass.
Bugbear titty.
Pass.
What about ant titty? Would you like that?
Oh, they got titty.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't think they got titty.
What about Uncle Titty?
Talk to me. What'd you say, Uncle Titty?
Radical. All right, we're gonna come get you tonight. We should probably figure something to call you. How about Jermichael?
I'm gonna send you away, and you're gonna, you know, give us a loose follow. But I need you to show up strategically as Beholder Doodle, so I can kind of throw him off the trail.
So you know that you are a bit larger than me.
We're getting ready to leave town. Ratma's gone. Everything's going to hell. I'll see you on the other side.
So here's the thing. We're leaving town.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to come along.
I'll get my stuff.
Is it hot in here? Or is it just you?
So you remember that incubus?
Yeah.
That we dealt with? Well, he's still here. And he's trapped under Ratma's bed.
Hey, you know, some say I'm a loose end. I gotta get wrapped up, you know?
Maybe you could keep an eye on our little incubus buddy.
Oh, we could, like, unleash him upon the OT when they least expect it.
Rourke goes and puts her face right up next to the trunk, and she just says, "A day hasn't gone by that I haven't thought about you." And then she, like, takes and she writes what they're planning to do and slips it inside the trunk.
Oh, no.
Find me.
Night falls on the 15th day.
We want to be somewhere private when I cut the collar off. We need to leave the collar somewhere.
The edge of the water.
Yeah. So it just, like, floats up on shore.
Yeah, and I have the clippers.
No turning back.
Actually, Screech, do you want to do it?
Screech does it.
Hark! What has happened here? Screech says, "Hello, Beholder Doodle. It is good to see you."
Beholder Doodle, my gods, you need to get some meat on you.
Yes, I have been training for your escape, for our escape, but I shall be away now.
Push the door open and, like, it, there's, like, a sucking sound as, like, you know, like you've just broken some sort of seal.
And it sounds like five milk jugs fell on the ground.
Don't make David buy five milk jugs.
But after a while, it is almost like a little stream forming down the middle of the stairs.
Hope someone else didn't try to flood the mine.
Do you think someone else overheard our plans?
So Jermichael goes, all the legs give out at once.
Oh, shit.
And he's just going down the steps. He takes out Gertie.
Oh, shit.
But Rourke does, like, a pirouette over the top, grabs Gertie, and holds on to Gertie. And then Jermichael gets down to Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Chuck grabs on and is able to hold him just a little bit. And he's slipping. He's sliding backwards. But he looks like he's just going to make it when Celine comes flying through and takes both of you guys out.
You good, Jermichael? You didn't break anything in that tumble?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
You feel momentarily safe until everything goes completely dark.
The fuck?
You see what appears to be a creature that has the body of a spider.
Yes.
But also the body of a person. It goes, "Stay where you belong on the surface."
Holy fuck, there's a huge spider guy here.
And it fires an arrow at your feet, and then it turns and disappears and creates darkness around it as it goes. You hear a Screech yell down to you, "Is it safe to come down yet?"
Oh.
No.
No.
Yes?
Yes, baby.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Do you want to come down here? Or I think we should go up there to you.
Yeah, go ahead and come on up. Do you want me to throw you down the rope? Or do you already have the rope? Or
so down I go.
Okay. You're down.
The dragon is an issue, gang. You know,
yeah, he's a problem.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
All right, Jermichael can't get up, and
okay, you're all down at the bottom.
So we're going to follow where the drider went.
What?
And you see like what appears to be several buildings in this large cavern up ahead. Except one of the buildings has what appears to be some firelight coming from inside of it. You note just some movement inside of what appears to be the goblin pit.
Hey, all your friends all made it to it, and you brought your Michael. Good job. I knew you could do it. Welcome to Mindford. So, this guy over here, and she's pointing at your Michael. I think you can fix him.
What do we need to fix about him?
So we gotta talk to him inside, through the layers of whatever the hell this is.
Rourke, I got good news for you. Because the person who's gonna sort your friend out, well, he's in a place called the Cloister, and his name is the Abbot.
The Abbot?
Abbot.
Abbot. Abbot.
The Abbot in the Cloister.
But he's, apparently wise beyond all comprehension and can see through, things like this.
We both have to kill the Drider. Because to bring it peace, we all agree. It's good. It's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And take his head.
Take his head, for whatever reason. And then we...
to make the goblin pit cool. Goblin pit too.
For cool reasons. for Mindford. And yes. We need to find the abbot.
Yeah, I'm making you in the cloister.
In the cloister. And the cloister is... And Chuck's like kind of pointing.
A place.
The map you're going to give us, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a map.
Well...
real map, like I made out of paper. Well, why don't you all rest up and, because you got a big day tomorrow.
So you come down, and Ratma's like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Oh, sorry, it's probably a little dusty up there. I haven't been here years.
Yeah.
The Abbot. The Abbot's the guy you gotta talk to.
Oh, that's right.
If anyone can get through that miasma of whatever's going on in that thing's brain,
oh, that's right. We gotta like...
Yes.
It's the Abbot.
He's not right.
And, so there's that going on. But also, you know, you gotta scratch my back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And by that, you mean kill the Drider.
I want you to kill the Drider because he's causing all kinds of trouble.
What if we flood the Boneyard?
No!
There's no wrong idea here, but no.
But I don't, there's a lot of logistical issues with that.
Wait, and the crystal does what again? You look through it.
You look through it, and then it points.
It gives you
like,
direction.
There's like purple dots on the mushrooms, and they like vaguely have an arrow to where we're going.
Yeah.
And you see they point the way to the cloister. It's complicated, but whatever.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, maybe when you're older.
Okay, you're not trying. So you're just gathering some mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm just going to gather different.
And he's like, there are a bunch of them. So it's not like you're not going to take all of them.
Well, I want to take one of each.
I think Gertie's carrying the torch.
That makes it. That's a good actually, like, intern thing
and,
to do.
And spiritually.
That is a good like metaphor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. She thinks that Screech is worth a shit.
Yeah. She's carrying his torch.
All right, there's like a big guy. Might be the Drider. I don't know. Sounds heavier. I don't fucking know. I say we go over here to about...
Okay, so the
Bullet.
Thank you, Matthew.
The
Bullet
runs down there. And sorry, it's sort of... then you all unload on it. Basically what I'm saying is you will need to sleep overnight. Can I get a survival roll to see how well you progress?
I want to give guidance to Chuck.
Because I'm assuming...
I give guidance to Rourke.
You make good progress, though.
We'll make a great time! Can't stop! No peas until we get there, okay?
I'm peeing right now.
Yes, pee and walk, pee and walk, Gain. Let's see what Rourke's doing.
We're all peeing and walking.
See how Rourke, don't look at her.
So
you're lying, I can tell. You, Milton, I have no idea what the heck is happening here, but I don't like it, I don't like it.
You got me, I can't lie anymore. It started to weigh on me, I couldn't do it. I asked Milton to play the part of Beholder Doodle.
I assume this, 15 foot gap, and who knows how long, will probably get filled with 10 gallons of water.
If it's 15 feet, we can jump that.
Well, Beholder Doodle's got a grappling hook.
Like, my walking speed is 30, yeah, so like...
Surely. How to jump in D&D.
But also, can we do the rope, like, do a rope situation, like, if we need to? Like...
Yeah. Oh, so I can make it
a long jump.
I cannot.
Say it again? Sorry.
10 score. Feet, or sorry, a foot per your strength score.
Okay.
Just the score, not the modifier.
So I'm across, so if it is 12 minutes down, we could have like a rope situation, and you could throw it across, and I could tie it on something mayhaps, or we probably each have 50 to 100 feet of rope. So minimum we have 100 feet of rope right now, 15 feet, wrap it back forth.
Somebody throw this in a bridge construction simulator.
Yeah.
I am going to need an athletics or acrobatics roll with advantage for whoever's crossing. But you give him that big, big push right in his butt.
Whoop.
And he does a little, you see he jumps a little bit and his wings actually go out a little
he
bit.
Flutters.
And he just does a little glide across. And you were able to just get him across.
And actually, Celine, like, straight up, like, gives him a huge hug. Like, wraps her arms around his neck.
Celine, you hear what it sounds like, claws clicking on stone up ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, it sounds like claws clicking on stone.
Can you place
the... Yeah!
In the,
like here?
No, like over on the other side of the column. Yeah.
Oh,
what?
He can't fit.
He's fine. All right. So he has like a big, gross spider face, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He has these little orbies on his back, and he has these gross ass rock legs. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, you know what? I put this spell in because it seemed cool. So I'm gonna cast Inflict Wounds.
You need oatmeal cream pie too now?
No, it casts lightning bolt.
No!
Right down that line.
God damn it!
God damn it!
No, I'm in that line. No!
You guys just kept talking about it.
I need to take a wisdom save.
It's showing me the Wikipedia article for the word damage.
Nice job, Apple.
The what is the creature called again?
The brain collector.
The brain collector, but all the like brains just like sizzle and pop. Like they, it's like they boil and explode.
Mm-hmm. I rolled the worst I could possibly roll.
Uh-huh. So you take 6 damage.
And then I cast a little spell I like to call Healing Word.
On top of the brain, just a fireball like right on top.
But not
of
where the hypothalamus is.
No.
It's like alone, and you just sort of carve out the organ.
Like this
it's
like is a real
big
juicy.
It's a big gland.
This is real juicy.
Yeah,
this is a good one. You can eat this off for days.
Are any of those other glands useful?
Yeah.
Do we need to express anything?
You could roll to find out.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you've got 200 gold pieces worth of valuable cream.
Oh, hell
cream.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Valuable cream. Down.
I got it, gang.
200 gold of cream.
We got Lemur.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's expensive shit.
All right. So we get the fuck out of here or what?
I mean, you travel for a little while, so you're going to travel back?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you doing with people who are injured? Are you...
Is anyone injured?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, we saw the Drider, and Ratma mentioned that we maybe should deal with it, and I mean, I'm feeling pretty good right now. I think we're kind of on a roll, so we could go look after this guy. Yep. Kill two birds with one stone while we're out here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I will also say that Ratma did very specifically need his head, and it can only see Celine, so it fires three arrows at Celine.
Does it look like that? You would say it has armor on it? Is he wearing armor, Michael? The deep side.
I don't want you ever to cast this spell. But yeah, he's wearing armor.
Yeah!
Let's go!
Metal!
Yes! What do you guys think? What size animal spider body do you think this is?
I think he's medium, right? He's
no, but like give people not, like a description like... of a...
Oh, he's a garden spider. Golden orb weaver spider. They look really scary, but it's really just a tough exterior inside. They're just cuddly little guys.
Aww.
Doesn't look like when you kill the dragon.
Yo!
You should have just gone on a date with me. That'll teach you.
Yeah, and then Rourke gives him a stab.
Beautifully crafted longsword lays by its side.
I'll pick up one of the long swords. He's like, these are pretty cool. And then I use it to chop his head off and shove it in a sack.
Yeah, so you strip him down.
Yep.
You take all the sweetmeats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, sweetmeats and glands.
Yeah. All his glands.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably, you know,
express
cut off
all his glands.
Husks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those freaking legs look delicious. Mm-hmm. So how about this? Let's take a short rest here. And I want to cook up some of that leg to see what would happen.
I'm going to eat it.
Great.
So can I do a survival check? And I have advantage because of the psychic stuff, even though I rolled a 19. But
do we have butter?
Do we have butter?
It's better with butter.
It is I, the abbot.
We come with two friends, two weird friends. Griff and Kitten?
Don't know.
Is this a situation where you need to either find a mate or maybe kill someone?
Oh, a mate would not suit at all.
No mate?
I must take care of the business myself.
Oh!
Do you just need like a room and some ambient music?
It don't work though.
Your penis.
It don't work!
That's it. I didn't want to say it.
Or your cloaca or whatever.
Whatever.
So, okay.
We don't need to go into detail.
Supposing we were to like stretch it out and like put it like in a splint so it doesn't have to be hard. It's just...
So, you, the abbot, don't know how we can get a potion of virility.
Well...
But is what I'm hearing. Or... is the only way to get one in the boneyard.
There's a creature there. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Griff and Kitten actually have like a pretty cool shortcut too that helps you get there without any issues.
Yo, what's up? Oh.
Well, Ratma, we took care of something for you.
What you got for me?
Dreader.
Oh my god.
Is there somewhere I should put this? You wanted to like hang it on a spike or something, right?
Yeah, I got a spike over there. You could just mount it up.
You got it, baby. And then
had to hang out at the goblin pit too. So yeah, I think
the goblin pit too.
A dragon masturbating is a beautiful thing. Okay.
There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it.
There's no shame in it. It is how this particular breed reproduces, as we've discussed.
Asexual.
We're not sure if it's more than them or not, we're not gonna go into it.
Ratma, we're gonna get that bone golem, make everything really good. Maybe more weirdos will show up.
You never know.
We gotta get all 108 stars of destiny to really make our shit pop.
Because
we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're at 12 right now.
12 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's a dozen.
What does it look like when you kill this bone golem?
So, yeah, I like...
And as it falls to the ground, Chuck says, level your pussy up.
Let's get those tendons or whatever. We
can. Oh, I got them right here. Tendons. Reach is holding up two spaghetti, like, just slashed up tendons.
He's working on. Can we, like, do we know it's just the ink? I mean, if this stuff gives you boners, we could probably, like, sell this.
Yeah, you break it down.
Look at all these boner pills.
So nasty.
Rourke, don't eat these.
Who needs healing?
When we return, we can see what happens when Jermichael gets his his cure.
I'm Jermichael.
You head towards Rhymeford.
Wait, Mineford?
I said Rhymeford, which is wrong. It's Mineford. There's smoke coming from the chimney of another place.
Ooh.
Across the way from the Goblin Pit, too.
Triple hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
It's starting, the town is popping back.
Do we all pop some of these boner pills real quick before we get started, or?
My daughter's here, so no, I don't want to. Thanks. Thanks, Screech, you little fucking freak.
He's been out like this. Look at him. He's a fucking little angel.
Oh my God, what a guy.
I gotta say, it's pretty cute, actually.
Kind of having second thoughts about Jermichael.
Alright, let's...
Like, he's so precious the way he is, right? Like, do we really want to change him?
So, I want you to give Jermichael this guy and tell him, drink up. You're the brewer, you know?
I'll take care of it.
You rock, Griff. Do you want a scimitar?
Do we need a mop?
I need a cum lawyer.
Is there some use for dragon? Can we sell it?
You can only scoop up 15 pounds of cum.
I mean, yeah.
I guess we don't know how heavy dragon cum is.
True.
Our new worst episode. You open the door and there's an overwhelming smell of bleach.
Yeah!
Hell yeah. I want to grab Celine by the back and push her in and then close the door.
The place is not filled with cum. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Whew. I'm actually happy, Michael.
Jermichael is snoring slightly, and he is curled around a large egg.
Guys, get in here. Rama, you gotta come see this.
I don't know if I want to see it. Hey, what's up? Did you guys get a pill? What's going on?
All right, well, that's not different. Okay.
Speaking of low profile, I do have another idea if you guys don't want to go get the cobble dollars.
Okay, let's hear it.
We overthrow the government.
Well, what about you, Ratma? Anything else around here that we can help? Because we're going to be gone for quite some time, I assume.
You can always hang around here. You can help me build this place up.
We decided we were going to hang around town for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is now day 40.
So for the 3 weeks, Chuck's been going on some walks, you know, after he puts in some real effort, right, to help make Mineford a home. Then once you fucking know it, he fell down another hole.
Jesus, every time.
Oh my God, let me tell you, this past 3 weeks was life-changing. We went around to every carnival that was happening. We camped out at each one of them. And
there was multiple?
Yeah, we went to about 6 over 3 weeks.
Holy shit.
Was this above or below ground?
Oh my God, dude. This sounds like an InfoSec problem.
It was everywhere.
Wow.
Wow.
Come again?
I'm starting to regret making this so open-ended.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did. Cave.
Cave?
Yeah, we're in a cave.
I was in cave.
It's just that the mushroom fields have, they've been overrun by a pudding.
By what?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding.
A pudding?
A pudding?
A pudding. A P-U-D-D-I-N?
Yeah, a pudding.
Like the treat?
P-U-D-D-I-N-G, yeah, pudding.
I could eat, sure, fuck it.
There's actually a much closer fresh water source.
Mm-hmm.
But it has, again, it's been overrun. Not by pudding this time, but phase spiders.
Do you know this is where I was born?
Do you mean right here in this location or in this general area?
No, the place we're going.
Do you mean right there in that specific location or the general area?
Stupid daughter.
There are cave hyenas.
Yeah, that's true. I did hear that.
Oh no, I gotta go. There's a pudding over there.
I fire an arrow, and it's like the death is nothing special, but the whole time I'm just like screaming and crying as flesh melts off my arm that I'm using to draw back the string.
There are three quests on a bulletin board. There was a water source that was much closer to town, so that one's probably fairly close.
Well, how are you guys doing, gang? Are you up to go check out those face spiders?
Yeah. No, we could go. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll check out some face spiders. I'm getting the hang of this shit.
Yeah, you're doing great. Screech?
Yeah, so, all right, give me the thing from the board, the note.
Grandma, you're having a stroke.
Give me that. Give me the note from the board.
Easy Christ.
We give her the note from the board.
Here you go. Here's your reward.
Upend it, pour it in my big-ass hand. How much we get, Michael?
100 gold pieces. There's a printing press, but it is back in Farhold.
I mean, if you're making Screech bucks, I want to cut.
I will buy you parchment paper and colored pencils like I always do on your birthday.
Okay, fine. I copyright them, so I'm going to money launder the fuck out of these Screech bucks.
Nika, Screech was given components to build a device of his choosing at some point in the future.
Oh my fucking god.
Could it be a mobile printing press? She takes the parchment and the color pencils that she gets and she starts making her own Screech bucks.
It will be so good.
And you're making them in low denominations. You're like, one. Two.
Yes.
It's me, Beholder Doodle. The real one. I don't understand why this is so complicated.
Just run out, kick the door open, yelling, burrito!
You hear, vroom, 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 and there's suddenly you see a spider right in front of you, but then it's gone.
Wait, is the quest that we're going to kill these things, or...
We want access to this water, and these gall-darn spiders are in the way. It's not safe for the little weaklings to go down here. You know?
Sniffing out trouble, one bark at a time!
This is a ChatGPT thing?
Hey, yeah.
You've done it. You've solved the spider mystery.
We got two out of the three.
Good work, team.
Celine Van Esper. She returned to the surface to get a message back to her family. Ratma did actually connect you with a group of mercenaries called the Veterans. We're going to put you in this box, this crate here, and he shows you a crate.
Oh.
We'll put a little hay in there for you, but we will need to keep it sealed for the 2 to 3 day journey.
Sealed? Well, thank you for, you know, bringing this food to me. What's your name?
My name is Wagner.
He reaches out and he shakes your hand and you realize... This is a dark elf. But then you hit one stop, and it is actually an OT checkpoint. What do you do in this instance?
For alter self, I can make myself an animal. I'm gonna make myself a wild hog.
Like Tim Allen?
Yeah. So he actually opens the top of your crate and like peers down in.
And I go.
Smells horrible in here.
Yeah, I try to let out a big old pig fart.
And then you just hear. Thunk, thunk, and then you're and screams, and then just that guy is like pulp.
Oh, you're a weird little piggy.
So, Celine, you get back to Mineford.
You look like a fucking freak. You're like a mutant pig.
I am a pig.
Michael, did you say, let's go back to the other adventurers? And then you said, okay, so Celine gets back and the other adventurers aren't there.
Yeah, that is what happened.
It's this incredible group of mercenaries.
They don't look that cool.
They're called the Veterans. They were bored last night, so they just went and killed those rock lizards. They did the other quest on the board. They did it like one night.
That's our fucking quest.
God damn it.
I'd say Screech comes back. Celine, have you seen Beholder Doodle anywhere? I was looking for him.
It's pig juice.
Let me try that pig juice. I take a drink, Michael. What happens?
It's actually piss.
No!
Was this your piss?
And we'll find out next week.
Good morning. Open. It's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Ratma. Looking good.
And you lower the bucket down into the well, and you pull it back up, and there appears to be a finger floating in the water.
Well, that would explain why Rogue was barfing.
I can hold my breath for 12 seconds.
Wow, buddy.
So I see this giant mass of flesh and bone and
parts. I think I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds.
I'm immune.
To lightning?
I don't know. Beholder Doodle comes out of the water. His mask is destroyed from the fall. Screech puts a hand to his face, realizes what's happened.
Don't tell Celine.
What?
This has to be our secret.
What?
Is this a bit?
Wait, you're Screech?
Jesus Christ, keep it down.
Wait a second.
No.
You've been Screech this whole time.
No.
I already know this. Celine's
what?
Up top.
I don't trust people easily. Even though I gave you a lot of shit, I was obviously trusting you because I saw potential and you did big lies. And you also made Celine do big lies. Does Rourke know? Oh my God.
No, Rourke doesn't know, and you can never tell Rourke.
She's going to find out. I mean, we're going to tell Rourke.
You can't.
Ratma knows. Ratma's probably screaming it right now.
Oh God. Yeah, she's going to find out.
No, I don't know.
Oh yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'm Screech.
Yeah, I know you're Screech.
Drop Bear was me. Quality also me. And Ant-Man was me, but that's it.
Man-Ant.
I mean, I talked to the Man-Ant, and he said he was the Squirrel Man, so...
Oh, shit, yeah, that one's me too.
You did lie, you just lied to me a couple times today.
I don't know why I'm doing it. It's so hard to stop. I'm not a good person.
Pleasure to meet you, Screech, Drop Bear, Quality, Squirrel Man, Man-Ant, and Beholder Doodle.
I reach out and take his hand and say, I was also Milton Graves.
The whole point of GobblyCon was, you know, to bring more people to the town. So I'm going to have each of you roll a d20.
Okay.
And it is going to bring a random person to the town. A person named Serafina Nightshade has moved into town, and they've opened a shop called Mandrake and Mortar, and it is known for its extensive collection of rare and exotic herbs. Adelaide Thornhollow has moved to the town and opened The Curious Codex. It's a quirky and eccentric bookshop with a whimsical halfling librarian. Morwen Darkhammer has moved into town and opened the Gloomforge. It's a foreboding blacksmith shop. Uh-oh, here comes Grimly Tumbletoes. And his emporium is filled with various objects and knickknacks, each of them jinxed in some benign yet comedic way.
Could I use my inspiration to roll for another person?
Michael, can I give you 200 gold to expedite?
Oh, it's a bribe?
No, sort of.
So Coraline... such a bad name. Coraline Nightshade.
Serafina's
sister?
Yes. And she has opened what it's called the Dark Cleaver Deli. And then the final one is to rescue Grimshaw Shadowhoof.
Yes.
He's a minotaur.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
And when I say rescue, I mean you need to rescue him from himself. And then you hear a big whoomp sound. Uh-oh! And then she gets out a little scrap of paper and scribbles on it. It says, kill my three basement monsters, non-negotiable. This hulking form of this big furry creature starts walking towards you.
So imagine that you're inside of the goblin pit and a handsome devil has just crashed the door in. This is like a fucked up Knuckles. He's red. He's got a big ass Cheshire cat mouth and a little tiny beady nose. Okay, now this next guy's fucked up.
This one's not as successful.
This one's not a successful AI creation.
And so these two big monsters are like, they're all like, snarling at you and looking real mean. And then you're like, and then you know there's one more coming. And you're like, which way is he going? Which way is he going?
Is that silver?
It's supposed to be shadow. It's supposed to be shadow.
Okay.
What are you in costume right now?
We're in the goblin pit. I probably do like costume, no mask.
Because like now it
doesn't
matter.
Now everyone knows who you are?
Does everyone know?
Yeah, it's not special anymore. Everyone in the goblin pit knows.
He goes, blah, blah, blah. Unless they can make a
a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity, I got 23.
I got 22.
Come on.
You attacked the two people with thieves' tools, Michael.
They're out the door.
Yeah, they burst through.
I didn't know that. He can fucking hit me as much as he wants. I don't give a fuck. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. Slap me up. Spit in my mouth.
Slap me up.
Knock my teeth out.
Rim in, piss on him, rip his teeth out, keep his souvenirs.
No one cares that I got hit.
38 fire damage.
What did the Goblin Pit roll for its dex check?
Please describe what it looks like when you fry these two monsters to death.
You actually did a lot of damage. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty powerful.
We're going to talk about this later. Tonight, my mushroom house.
What? It was cute.
Gross, icky, bad. And I kick Shadow's leathery quartz.
It's going to make a pillow out of that.
I think that these things maybe sort of shrivel and disintegrate and turn into dust or pixels, I don't know, or rings, whatever.
I made something pure evil, and I'm so sorry.
If we each put 100 gold pieces on our character sheet, does that count, Michael?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's free country.
Oh, boy. You should not have said that to me.
There's things to do around town. But, you know, whatever.
We're on our way to do something for you, but then we got distracted by another quest for you. So I just wanted a refresher on which of the quests we were going to do.
Celine takes her notes out and rattles the paper. We were going to rescue Grimshaw Shadowhoof, the Minotaur.
Oh.
He's in the middle of a maze.
That's right.
Grimshaw is a farrier. That means he shoes horses.
I knew that.
Do I feel anything when I touch the amulet?
It seems like a metal amulet, and it has is almost in the shape of a little smiling mouth.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you. I'll give it to him. I'm sure it'll be helpful to him, whatever it is.
Tell him it's magic.
You are compelled to finish every sentence with please and thank you.
I don't think this thing does anything, please and thank you. What? Please and thank you?
Why are you saying this?
You're being so kind. I've never heard you say please and thank you before.
I'll pick it up. Be like, I'll take that, please and thank you.
Guys, there's some shit moving, so let's be on our guard. Yeah. All right?
It's a stone bridge. It's 60 feet long.
How wide is it?
15 feet wide.
Okay, I guess we head to it cautiously, Michael DeMauro.
So these three huge salamanders have slithered out of the lava. They have big tridents.
If it's metal and for down here, it's going to be hot. Did you say meat?
Yeah, is this a meat gate? We'll never get through that.
It's open.
I mean, if it were to close.
So the salamanders come charging up to the portcullis, but they're trapped outside, and they go, ah! And you run into the maze, and in front of you, you see a split, and you can either go right or left. The maze in front of you is a hedge maze.
Is the plant climbable? If it's 30 feet, it has to be pretty hardy to like...
You scramble halfway up.
Oh God.
The wall.
I got you, baby.
And then it starts to shake and sway. Unfortunately, you fall. When you make the little chalk mark on the ground, you hear what sounds like... from the bushes.
I tickle the bush.
A like 5-foot section of the bush scurries off.
Wait.
That you were tickling. It runs away.
Does that make a new path?
There's a hole there now.
Whoa. All right. This feels like cheating, but they're being kind of good sports about it.
You're tickling for what feels like an eternity. Just hours and hours of tickling. It sounds like a blacksmith hammer to you.
Wait, what'd you say? A farrier was a horseshoesman?
Yep, they make horseshoes. There's a large minotaur in front of an anvil.
You've bested the maze. I have embarrassed my people, and they have sent me here as punishment.
Why?
I just love to make shoes for everyone, and I'm not supposed to.
If you move over here, I will let you measure my foot and use it for human practices.
Oh, I'm gonna go stand over there while I lock this. I don't think I should be hearing most of the stuff.
What you're sounding sounds so good. So, so good. This maze is impossible. You can never get out of this maze.
Yeah, we'll be your bodyguards, mm-hmm, and take you out of the maze.
Okay. You get back to the portcullis, and you see up ahead those three salamanders are loitering around the bridge.
I do just walk past them.
All right, roll initiative. So let's say as you all are running across the bridge to get away from this place.
Would we run or would we kind of saunter? I mean, we did kind of win.
Yeah, we're like all walking in a line like. But we have Grimshaw like in the middle of us, so he feels safe.
Oh, let's get out of here. I can't believe I've made it from the maze. Thank you.
Who put you in there?
My people put me in there.
Because of the shoe thing? Because you wanted to make shoes?
Because of the shoe things. I like to make shoes for everyone.
But why would they put you in there? Why is that so bad?
Our penal system is almost exclusively maze-based.
Can we take a short rest?
You can take a short rest.
Did we forget Gertie?
Yeah, she's gone.
I think that's fine.
She's in the middle of the maze. Good for her. Good luck.
Well, what I was going to say is that Gertie at this point is she's just shadowing us. So she just assumed that she was behind us with a clipboard taking notes the whole time.
We don't know.
She's here.
Yeah, we don't know.
But she's not a part of it. She's just shadowing.
The folks with the 20 pluses, you feel like maybe you're being followed.
So wait, there's someone following us. Play cool.
I'm gonna like pretend to tie my shoes, but have my shield out, classic. And I'm just looking. I'm like, oh my god, am I looking?
It looks like three bipedal creatures.
Hell yeah, they're bi. Cool.
What's a pedal creature?
Actually, no, they're not bipeds, are they?
They're straight.
They're quadrupeds. I'm so sorry. They yelp and turn around. Yeah, they're big bug dogs, and they have surrounded you. Hey, let's roll initiatives.
Okay, all these attacks are going to be in its mouth.
If only there was a weaker area, like a neck or something.
Their mouth is pretty weak, I would say.
There's teeth!
Speaking of Rourke, it's Rourke's turn.
Rourke.
Can I take cool drawings of my dad whenever he is like in moments of battle?
In the heat of battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
I am a bard, Michael.
That misses.
Fuck you, Michael. Fuck you. You piece of shit. God damn it. No, fuck you. All right.
So 34 fire damage on two of those guys, and then 17.
Could we take a long rest since we're going back?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get home and take a long rest.
I think that we had talked about, you know, striking out a bit.
Yeah.
We've done the whole maze thing.
The door bursts open. A large myconid walks through.
What he look like? Big dick.
Help us. My tale of woe begins. First, Fungarum went missing a few months back. Then Fungarum showed up again a few weeks later. He was dead, and his body had been cut in many places. Then Puffstem went missing, and Tendrilla, and they did not come back. Well, Shroomix went missing next. Shroomix came back, but Shroomix was different. Their eyes were red, and they had veins that were red, and they went crazy, and they smashed. And we had to kill them. In the last few weeks, a dozen have gone missing. And our town is being attacked by who are once our friends.
I mean, we can be ready to go.
Let's go.
You are being followed and have been surrounded by what appears to be a group of large mushroom men who want to kill you. They've got red glowing eyes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motherfucker. Spoiling, you led your goddamn motherfuckers to us.
I don't want to go out like this. Not to Veilstock and Capwise here. And Lichenor.
You mock it to death.
I think that's my most successful murder spell.
That is so much damage because you break its fucking whatever. Describe killing it.
Like, that was easy. Like, I bashed a dead Christmas tree in fucking May.
And you look at it and it's dead and you're like, oh, three specimens to study.
That's right.
Fungarum's like, oh no, I knew these people.
Yeah, I think you cut a head off and you burn the rest.
Yeah.
So it's got its eyeballs in the front, but towards the back, you do note there is what looks like some sort of scabbed over wound. You start to sort of pull it open, and you can see that it's actually a really deep incision, like something was inserted way down in there.
What the hell?
You just tore my friend's head open.
We asked for permission.
Okay, you're in town.
Here we are. I'm the king of Fungar.
Is the druid here?
Yeah, maybe we could go talk to Fralina?
Phalia. Emberbrew, yes.
Hello, Phalia, are you there?
She opens the door and is very surprised to see you.
You seem a little nervous. Is there a reason why you're nervous?
It's my son. Thaldin, my son.
What's Thaldin's middle name?
He doesn't have a middle name.
Damn, she's good.
What's his last name?
Emberbrew.
Damn, she's good.
Please, he's red. And you, do you open the door?
Yeah, I open the door.
You hear... from inside the dark room.
Oh, that's a sick 12-year-old if I ever heard one.
Yeah, that sounds like a sick 12-year-old. Let's get in here. Or maybe it's a coughing hay boy.
I'll do a medicine check on him. I know nothing about it. I got a 6.
I got a 16. I push you out of the way.
She's harboring an infected. Or she made him infected.
Please. Please leave.
Michael, can I stealth and stick a finger in that soup on my way out?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you sure can.
I'm glad you said soup. I don't know, man. Cut that. Forget.
Cut that.
And you look in the window and you see Phalia, and she is sticking something into the head of a mushroom guy.
Oh, shit.
So you guys have to say you're going to do something.
Oh.
Because I've asked you 3 times.
Are there any skylights? The jig is up, Phalia.
What? Who?
You. You go in there and you scoop that powder right out. You got a little bag of powder in your hand.
Snort it.
And then she turns into a giant scorpion.
Okay. What?
You didn't show up to an episode. The next episode, all you're doing is running.
No, what about 100 feet away?
Your character didn't move the whole episode.
Nah, he flops his ass right out of bed.
Mushroom flop. Oh no, Michael's face looks the opposite of when Nick is talking. He's so happy. Nika, it's a callback. It's fine.
Nika starts crying.
I know. But it makes me.
Can't hear you.
Why, Michael? Why do you hate me?
Oh, she muted.
You're either muted or too emotional.
I'm sorry. I got too emotional right there. But I'm just ready for next round.
Yeah.
If there is one. God, I hope there's a next round.
There's gotta fucking be one.
Okay, so you didn't do anything.
Well, Michael, I think I did a lot. Wow.
All right, I'm going to non-lethally slit her throat. 26.
That hits so hard.
That's going to be 10 total damage.
That's less impressive.
Fire damage upon each of
them. Oh my god.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal fire damage.
Phalia grimaces at you, and the mushroom man grimaces at you and then dies. She's essentially giving up, so you can kill her or take her or capture her.
You know, I gotta capture her.
Clearly, you've bested me. Just take my life if you're going to, or leave me be.
All of us looking at our weapons and spells, like, I've never done this before. They've never given up and they still had HP. Guys, she gave up.
Celine stumbles forward, and she's like, fine, calls her Hound of Ill Omen off.
Ooh.
I gotta think of a name for this guy.
Phalia, what the damn is going on here?
You don't understand.
Exactly, that's why I fucking asked you, dumbass.
That's why we haven't killed you yet.
You fucking idiot.
Then let me go, and let me continue my work so that I can save my son.
Speak more on that.
When my son got ill, the only thing that would keep him going was this potion that I could make from the something or other gland in the mushroom's head. I study them. I think they're wonderful, but they do eat shit and they are gross.
That doesn't mean you can go around murdering them. That's a bad thing to do.
Hello, I'm Sporlin.
Hey, Sporlin, we found the baddie. I need you to follow me.
But she brings us gifts and lets us eat her poopies.
Sporlin, should we talk to your boss?
I'm the king. There's no other boss.
You did a big gasp when I mentioned the underground mother thing.
You found a trapdoor underneath the dinner table.
I gotta be honest, I don't actually know what I'm looking for down
clues!
Here.
Clues!
Okay, are there any clues, Michael?
This is a bad person that's been dissecting a mushroom man.
Are you my new mummy?
Jesus Christ. So strong. You're going to get better. I know you will.
Oh, no. Mommy said I would never get better.
Well, I mean, like, aren't druids, like, people of nature and you can, like, commune with animals and, like, I don't know, talk to plants or some shit?
Yeah.
We're taking this kid.
We can have her continue to do the good work she does around. She does help us.
I can't do a lot for you. You've already done a lot of crimes, but your son is innocent. And I promise you that I will do everything that I can to get him in the hands of someone who can help him.
I guess thank you, but I'm telling you right now, I've tried everything. So, all right. So you leave town.
Yes, we...
with a new ward.
No. I want to drink the potion of longevity, please.
Whoa. You literally become younger.
I'm a young 49 years old. Ooh, baby. I got a dance. I got a dance. Look at me. I'm so much younger.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.